The World This Week, Politics.
War broke out in Sudan between the National Army, led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Sudan's de facto leader, who seized power in a coup in 2021, and the Rapid Support Forces, a paramilitary commanded by Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. Some 300 people, most of them civilians, were killed, and at least 2,600 injured in the first few days of fighting, which has seen tanks and airstrikes in Khartoum, the capital. Hospitals and aid agencies have been looted, and diplomats attacked. Burkina Faso's military government declared a general mobilization, claiming the power to requisition people, goods and services, and to impose a state of emergency to fight jihadists who control around half the country. Western military sources worry that jihadists moving south may be able to encircle Ouagadougou, the capital, having already cut off road links in the north. Rachid Ghannouchi, the long-serving leader of Ennahda, Tunisia's main Islamist party, was arrested, according to the party. This marks a drastic step against the opposition by Kais Saied, the increasingly repressive president. In a sign that the two sides in Yemen's civil war may be getting closer to a peace deal, almost 900 people were released in a prisoner swap between the Houthis, a Shia rebel group that controls large parts of the country, and the Saudi-led coalition that has been fighting them since 2015. Meanwhile, at least 80 people died in a crush as aid was being distributed in Sana'a, the capital. Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, visited Brazil and Venezuela. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's president, met Mr. Lavrov after stirring up trouble by suggesting that America was prolonging the fighting in Ukraine by sending weapons to Kiev. Lula clarified later that he condemned the invasion of Ukraine, but American officials remained unimpressed. Mr. Lavrov is also visiting Cuba and Nicaragua. Mexico's Supreme Court annulled a contentious reform backed by Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the president, which would have put the National Guard, ostensibly a civilian police force, under the control of the armed forces. Mr. López Obrador, meanwhile, accused the Pentagon of spying on Mexico and promised to safeguard classified information about the army.